if when we see you bring so much joy to so many people, your brand is enjoyment. Enjoyment is the brand, amongst other things. You look, you feel, sound, look fearless. What are the kinds of things that do make you sad? Or what's the sad? What has been something that has hit you that has just brought you down? And how did you come out of it?
Loss. Listen, loss will beat you to the ground if you let it.
Loss will beat you to the ground if you let it.
I don't think I've It's a very bad place because you being somebody that is in control of almost everything, which means if I need anything, I can snap my fingers and I can get it. Or if anything should break, I can fix it. You know, I'm used to getting my way. And then this person dies and they can't bring it back. There's no amount of money. There's no amount of power. There's no amount of connection. There's no amount of fame that can break this person up. And so it makes you realize that you are not invisible. Do you understand? Like, it messes your head. At least I can speak for myself. It leaves you wondering, like, could I have done anything better? And that's why now I've learned, do what you're supposed to do for people. Your staff, your friends, people around you, even your gate men, your estate security, the one that comes to meet you, madam, my papa, anything you can do, do. I'm not saying break your back. Because you can be talking to somebody right now, and the next minute, they're gone. And then that thing that you wanted to do when they were alive, you don't have to do it. To maybe donate to their funeral. You could have given them and could have enjoyed it in their lifetime. So I've just learned that whatever you want to do for anybody, just do it. Do it. Do it. Because loss is crazy. Like, loss will beat you down that you don't even want to do the things you love. Like, I don't think I want to talk about it. It's making me, I don't know. Like, it's the place that when you come out from, you never really come out of it, but when you can even now gain your balance, you thank God and you're like, I don't wish this on my worst enemy.
That's profound and so true. And you've obviously, you spend some time thinking about this. This is something you spend some time thinking.
Like during, I don't know if it was exactly, but it was during Corona. So this guy, he was my airport guy. And so every time I'll travel, he would, a good guy. Every time I travel, he'll be at the airport waiting for me. Because I used to fly, and I've gone to America 3 times in a week. Where the air was there itself on Delta. You are back. I'm back. I know I've done Atlanta. So I landed Atlanta in the morning. I went for the show. And I came back to Nigeria in the night. And then 2 days later, I had to go back to Atlanta again. So I used to fly a lot. So this guy, good guy. I'm telling you, all round good guy. Very reliable. And every time I need to fly, he's already at the airport. Anytime I land, he's already waiting for me. And so it was locked down, so I couldn't travel. So I hadn't talked to him in a while. So I ordered some things from London and they delivered to Nigeria. And I didn't want to go and pick it up myself. So I called him. I was like, oh, would you help me get my stuff? And he said, okay. I had to pay some money. And I sent the money to him. And we spoke. He spoke to my PA on Friday. We spoke, and I know I was recording the album. I spoke to this guy, do you understand? I woke up on Saturday morning and they told me it passed. So I was starting to feel like maybe I was mad. Crazy. So I asked my peer, I said, you spoke to him yesterday? He's like, yeah. So nobody knew how bad that hit me and how I had to go through it because this guy was so good to me. I think I've had to talk about it. Because you were so good to me. I mean, like, not just me, even when I have people flying in from my family flying in, I'll just call him and say, you know, go help me get them. And he would always, always do it. So I spoke to this guy on Friday. And on Saturday, I wake up and you're telling me he passed. And there's nobody I can call to say, caller, go and maybe if they arrested him now, I can make some phone calls to say, get this guy. And there's nothing I can do. Like, I feel powerless. Like I can't even make a phone call. Like, you know, I can call God. Hello? God, oh yeah, wake him up. This one was not good. But I can't do anything. And so when you feel powerless, when you are used to making things happen and fixing things, and you now realize that, come on, you get where your power no reach you. Do you understand? Yes. And so that broke me down for months. Yes. It haunted me down for months. For months. I didn't talk to anyone about it. This is actually the first time I'm actually speaking about it. And it just taught me a lot of lessons. Like, check up on people. Be there for people. I loved this guy.
I can see it.
Like my brother. I never told him, Tunji, I love you. Nice one. You understand? It was just always Guy Alpha, thank you. So when you care about people, when people serve you, when people do good to you, like your chef, your cook, your manager, your staff, if you genuinely love them, send them a text, hey, because you don't even know what they are going through.
Yes.
Hey, I love you, man. Like, yes. Nice one.
Yes.
You know, so I feel like I don't talk for every Nigerian, but most Nigerians, we know how to hide our emotions. But what are you hanging me for?
Yes.
For what?
Wow. Wow. Okay.
I held myself very nicely. Yeah. No, I will not be caught on tape.
That was a powerful moment, guys. That was really powerful.